Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the 16th day of May, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Excuse me. It is currently 51 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 53 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and just rain on and off, cool, I don't know, just rain, low pressure, bones are hurting. That will say, let's see what our first article is here. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to sign campus anti-Semitism bill, possibly on trip to Israel. Really? Well, we're most certainly going to get into that in just a moment.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. To sign campus anti-Semitism bill, possibly on trip to Israel. Say it ain't so. Who's running this fucking country? Whose country is this? This is from Campus Reform. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has indicated that he will sign a bill aimed at combating anti-Semitism in public education, and it could occur during his planned trip to Israel later in the month. DeSantis made his statement during a trip. Maybe they'll name another little settlement there in the Golan Heights he just fucking stole after DeSantis. Maybe that's what they're all shooting for. Where was I? DeSantis made this statement during a trip to Miami Gardens, Florida. The bill would bar discrimination on the basis of religion in the Florida public education system, including a state-funded institutions of higher education, and specifically hone in on anti-Semitism. So you're not going to speak against your masters. We have an anti-Semitism bill, which is one of the strongest in the nation, that I'll sign into law. Actually, I think I will sign it into law when we're in Jerusalem during a cabinet meeting. So we're having United States cabinet meetings in a foreign fucking country now? You people don't, you're getting this United States corporation shit, and who in the fuck's running this country? The governor said, according to the Orlando Weekly, he plans to be in Israel during the week of May 25th through the 31st. Just fucking stay there in your country, you prick. You fucking treasonous piece of shit. House Bill 741 cruised through the Florida House Senate, receiving unanimous votes of approval from both sides. You know those Republicans and Democrats who are against each other and they hate each other and they never agree on anything as to our fucking borders are overrun as we're being fucking invaded. They can't agree on anything except fucking when it comes to their fucking masters in Israel. The bill, if signed by DeSantis, would make religion a protected class. What the fuck does that mean? Which religion? What do you mean? Just all religion protected? No. HB 741 highlights anti-Semitism, calling upon schools to treat such discrimination, that is free speech, by students or employees or resulting from institutional policies motivated by anti-Semitic intent in an identical manner to discrimination motivated by race. The bill list defines examples of anti-Semitism, including calling for aiding or justifying the killing or harming of Jews. Well, this would protect, I mean, we can say that he can hear it all day long. You slaughter the fucking Muslims, man. I mean, kill the Muslims. They shout it on the radio stations, and you can put that on YouTube, and you can do anything you want. But fuck the Jews? Those fucking slimy motherfuckers that evidently have taken over the corporation here, the United States Corporation, because now we're holding goddamn cabinet meetings in fucking Israel. What do you think the founders of this country, I mean the true fucking founders, the people that fought for this son of a bitch would think about that? Holding cabinet meetings in a foreign country. I guess we're a colony of fucking Israel, aren't we? Or at least our people are subjugated to Israel under the United States Corporation, which they have taken controlling interest in, that little piss hole in the fucking desert. Often in the name of a radical ideology or an extremist view of religion. Making mendacious, dehumanizing, demonizing, or stereotypical allegations about Jews as such, or the power of Jews as a collective, especially, but not exclusively. The myth about a world Jewish conspiracy or of Jews controlling the media. You don't think they control the fucking media? You're having a cabinet meeting for the state of fucking Florida and fucking Jerusalem. Is that inside our borders, people? Is that a part of the continental United States? I'm here to tell you it isn't. That is a foreign fucking country. They made this big deal about fucking Russia. Russia trying to meddle in American politics and shit like that. These motherfuckers are running the show. Economy, media, economy, government, or other social institutions accusing Jews as a people of being responsible for real or imagined, real. See, I love the way they put this. Real or imagined wrongdoing. You can't even accuse them of something they did. You can't accuse, you watch them on TV, shoot the little baby in a fucking diaper. You can't say they shot, the Israelis shot a little baby in it. That's real, but no, you ain't gonna fucking say it. They are your fucking masters, they think. No fucking wonder, man. I've told people many times, you know, I grew up in a fucking Protestant church. Right next door to the Protestant church. And Jews? There was no hatred of Jews. Those motherfuckers taught me to hate them. They taught me to despise their fucking existence. Or imagined wrongdoing committed by a single Jewish person. Oh, you mean like somebody in fucking Florida shoots somebody and they want to take my fucking gun? That kind of fucking group, wrongdoing committed by one person and you know, going after the whole fucking population for it? A false flag created by the fucking Jews, the state of Israel, or even for acts committed by non-Jews. Accusing Jews as a people or the state of Israel of inventing or exaggerating the Holocaust. Fuck you, it's a fucking lie. There wasn't fucking 6 million Jews in Europe during the so-called Holocaust. Why don't we talk about what you fucking communists did over there in Russia? 65 million, not 6 million, 65 fucking million killed in the fucking gulags, ran by the fucking rabbis. Why don't we talk about that? accusing Jewish citizens of being more loyal to Israel. Listen to this. Accusing Jewish citizens of being more loyal to Israel or the alleged priorities of the Jews worldwide than to the interest of their own nations. What? Accusing Jewish citizens. So they're Jewish, they're admitting they're Jewish citizens because they are the only ones that can hold a fucking dual citizenship and serve in the highest fucking echelons of the government. Accusing Jewish citizens of being more loyal to Israel or the alleged priorities of Jews worldwide than in the interest of their own nations. Your nation's Jewland, motherfucker. What does it take to get, it'll just feed it, which is exactly what they want because they want us to play fucking Germany part two, but we're not going to play that fucking game. You can get your two camps together, you're 12 to 18% of you can just slaughter the fuck out of one another. And we'll come in and clean up what's left. And when you bring the United Nations blue helmets in here, we'll slaughter those motherfuckers. That's just the way it's going to go down. And the Pope's little brown army, bring them at us. We'll fucking put them in the fucking ground, but we're going to shoot for the suit. Don't forget about that. Shoot for the suit. Shoot for that son of a bitch back there giving us. Shoot for the fucking highest son of a bitch you can get to. That you can reach with your fucking rifle. That's the motherfucker that needs to die first. And the rest of them will fucking run. Because we've sent them running out of this fucking country on several fucking occasions. HB 741 also qualifies anti-Semitism pertaining to Israel, giving the example of applying a double standard to Israel by requiring behavior of Israel that is not expected or demanded of any other democratic nation. What the fuck are you talking about? Requiring behavior from them. You mean like them son of a bitches, all the sanctions against them using phosphorus bombs on the Gaza Strip to kill little children and pregnant women and fucking burn people with phosphorus? Violation of international law, there ain't no goddamn law and we all know it, international, national, or otherwise. There's just fucking corporate policy. And the international corporate policy says you lick the fucking Jews' ass, huh? You want to fucking bet? Delegitimizing Israel by denying the Jewish people their right to self-determination. Fuck you, Jews. You all need to be fucking exterminated from this fucking planet. You misery-making fucking pedophilic pieces of shit. Denying Israel the right to exist. Fuck you, you're trying to design the rest of the world. We're fucking soulless animals. Goyim! You think we're too fucking stupid we can't read? It's just that everybody's figuring out who these fuckers are, and it ain't just in the United States, because this is a worldwide fucking push. The world has seen what these son of a bitches are everywhere. For just a small group, the duplicity, the pure fucking evil in these bastards. To cause so much trouble in so many fucking places, and it's all for one thing, don't we know? It's for that shekel. For dominance. So that they can go around screwing 3-year-old babies, because that's okay by their Talmud, don't worry. The bill does acknowledge that criticism of Israel that is similar to criticism towards any other country may not be regarded as anti-Semitism. Boy, you talk about some open fucking subject matter right there. What, are we going to break it down word for word? Are you going to define that? And define it anyway. Fuck Israel. I'm a fucking American national. Under my first article right, I will call them dirty kite cocksuckers out for what they fucking are. The scourge of this fucking planet. Ed Rosenthal, the executive director and campus rabbi for the University of South Florida, told Campus Reform that he is supportive of the anti-Semitism bill. I bet you are, Rosenthal. Oi. You fuckers think you're going to come in and fucking make... You think you're going to enslave the American national? You really fucking think you can do it? Do it! says he supportive of the anti-Semitism bill and says it deals with an ongoing problem in the United States. No, it's around the fucking world. We were talking about it yesterday over there in Britain. They're fucking in the streets, fucking Jews. They destroyed their goddamn country. They just, France, name the fucking country they ain't fucked up and destroyed with their fucking international Zionist banking cabal. Ironically, Jews are one of the smallest minority groups in the world. Yet when it comes to discrimination and prejudice, we seem to get overlooked, Rosenthal said. One of the smallest minorities in the fucking world, and they have the whole fucking world hating them? Wonder why. It's because of their religion is what it, I don't even fucking care about your fucking religion. It's Zionism. That is a political system. That is where you have your fucking overlords, and then you have your fucking rest of the whole fucking planet are subjects to you. I don't think that's going to work out too well. Rosenthal, oi, says that anti-Semitism is referred to as the oldest hatred. Wonder why? I wonder why. I mean, like I said, when I grew up, you know, Jesus was, I grew up in a fucking church. Jesus was a Jew, and you know, I never remember. But man, I'll tell you what, these motherfuckers, when I got old enough to read, and I got old enough to get out there in the world and see what the fuck was going on, they taught me that you taught me to hate you. You taught me to hate your fucking guts. You taught me that the only way there'll ever be peace on this fucking earth, or that people will be left the fuck alone, is if you are exterminated. And believes this bill is a step in the right direction in terms of stopping it. The USF, you should try it, you motherfuckers. It's just like the gun thing. It's just like all the rest of your rhetoric and your bullshit. You're going to have to fucking enforce it. And there's a plenty of people waiting for you to give her a go. The USF, Hillelia, campus rabbi has a message for state leaders and educators in Florida on how to stop anti-Semitism. Observe the law. You try to make a fucking law that says I can't call you out for the Jew piece of fucking kike shit that you are, and you'll have to fucking enforce it. That's what it's all coming down to. You write all the fucking legislation you want. You write it on that fucking piece of paper and you sign it, and then you come and enforce it. Because you're gonna have to come and enforce it. And we're not gonna do like Nazi Germany and go social, you know, fascism. We are American nationals. You are in violation of our fucking law, and we will fucking enforce it hard on your fucking Jew asses. Rothstein, CEO and Stand With Us, an international Israel education organization, told Campus Reform that his group supports this legislation. Fuck you and your fucking country. Get the fuck out of my country, you fucking pricks. This is a violation of the first article. That son of a bitch signs it. He's bought himself a fucking rope. Period. Blatant violation of the first article. Stating that it is needed because of the alarming uptick in anti-Semitism. Why? Does anybody ever ask why? Because this little group of motherfuckers is stealing the wealth of every country on this goddamn planet. That's why. You put your fucking proxies in place, remove our fucking governments, and then you think you're gonna fucking subjugate us, you kite long nosed fucking pieces of shit? You're gonna fight us is what you're gonna do. And hey man, so whoever you send's going in the fucking ground. Then we're coming for your fucking asses. And it ain't, you ain't gonna be no fucking place for you to hide. Rothstein says that using the bill will help school officials recognize anti-Semitism and protect students in school. The first step to defeating a problem is to recognize and define it, Rothstein. Well, if you don't suck Jew ass, if you are not willing to be subjugated by the Jews, if you are not willing to get down on your knees and admit that you are a soulless animal that they can fucking dispose of at their will for even just entertainment to see your fucking blood flow, well, I guess that you're not recognizing it, are you? Rothstein told Campus Reform, using a clear and consistent definition will help administrators and law enforcement protect students. Oh, we got law enforcement here. You mean your fucking Blackwater USA? Are they going to come in and start fucking it just because it's on a fucking campus? You think that our fucking Bill of Rights, you know, it's like the other day I told you they, I don't know if it's that fucking, Napolitano, who was, the Bill of Rights doesn't apply to corporations. Well, yes, motherfucking it does. Those corporations were incorporated under the authority of the fucking little U United, big S states of these Americas, constitution. That is where the authority came from for these corporations to fucking become corporations. And as no authority can exist in that constitution to violate that Bill of fucking Rights, it can't transfer any such authority through of any fucking contract. Period. You really think we're fucking stupid, don't you? In fact, you're finding out we're not, and it's scaring the shit out of you. You know, there was another article that just popped up just before I came up here. I didn't have time to read it. But exactly what we were talking about yesterday, the Prime Minister of Israel, who distanced themselves from this terrible fucking fight between the fucking Iranians and the Americans. What the fuck have the Iranians done to us, people? What have they done to the people of the United States? Not a goddamn thing. In fact, yesterday they said, talked about whose archenemy are they? The fucking Israelis. I mean, we know that we have to have Israel. They're our most important. They're the most important people that we have to have that little piss hole in the fucking desert. We have to have those. We have to be a part. I mean, we have to defend them. We have to send our children over there in the meat grinder form. We have to. It'll be just, are your only fucking ally because the rest of the fucking world figured these cocksuckers out. And they want to fucking, they understand that they fucking, if they want to survive, they have to destroy that motherfucking apparatus over there and destroy these motherfuckers from this planet. They cannot live in peace with anybody. They never have. They never will. Because they want what other people have. The way you talk about covet, they are the ultimate coveters of everything, of the whole fucking planet. They'll tell you their God gave the whole fucking... I've talked about this before, you know, the Indian history. When I was a kid in school, they got a class called Indian history, so I took the class because it was a cool class and it was an easy class. You got to kick back, all you did was read book and talk about the book. You know, it was kind of cool to do. Football coach was the teacher for the class, and every fucking tribe, every book, you know, because it went from different tribes is what it did in their, you know, it was when they were starting, you know, they got rid of history and they started social studies, but at least this was in America. But each fucking tribe, they were the center of the fucking world. Everybody else was just something that was a consequence of them coming here. Like, I think it was the Nez Perce is one that sticks in my mind. And then the great creator, he put a drop of water, hit the earth, and then when it went right where it hit, that was the Nez Perce, and all the little splatterings out around it were the other fucking tribes, you see. And every son of a bitch that's wrote a book, hey man, you prove this fucking shit. These fuckers have never fought for themselves once. They have had the scores of 250 million people killed in the last century. All because of these motherfuckers right here. They were right in the middle of every fucking one of those deaths. They are spineless. I've seen how they treat children on TV, on the goddamn videos. How they treat fucking, you know, pushing children around. We ain't fucking children over here, you dirty little bastards. And I know you're going to send a little brown army up here you think that can fucking bring us to fucking subjugation. You're going to find out in a hard way that ain't even going to come close. We are going to fucking smear your fucking asses. We're going to smear your proxies. And then we're coming for you, you kike motherfuckers. Just think of the thing that burns my ass the most about this article. The Florida legislature fucking meeting in fucking Israel. Israel's a foreign country with a foreign fucking charter. Got it? Just like fucking Russia. Somebody talks to a fucking Russian, I mean, just fucking says hello on the street. Oh, there's collusion. The Russians are in there. This motherfucker stand in front of your fucking Congress. He comes here and makes speeches in front of your fucking Congress, then goes in the back room with your fucking, what's supposed to be your president, which is actually the head CEO of the United States Corporation, and they go lick each other's balls and come back out, and we're fucking, next thing you know, we're, Jerusalem's their capital. The Golan Heights, fucking, in spite of a, what used to be international, what they claimed was international, there's never been no fucking law, people. There's never been no fucking law. It's all been a fucking ruse. It was just to get people to do things. Oh, well, because it's international law. The only reason you ever had anything that, you know, the Nuremberg trials. That's where this international court shit fucking came from. Because who were they getting? Oh, them goddamn Germans. Why were they getting the Germans? For the fucking Jews. And when the Jews couldn't control the fucking United Nations anymore, that we built with our fucking resources, against our fucking will, a foreign entity that thinks it can make laws to affect our people from somewhere fucking else, other than our Congress, in violation of the fucking Bill of Rights and the original Constitution. And then at the end, hey, you know what? They started fucking going, you know, they let the Palestinians in. They let the Palestinians have a voice. And that was it. Well, we don't recognize that international court. So I guess fucking that fucking avenue of peaceful settlement of this little issue is out of the question, right? And you've told us to shove our fucking Bill of Rights up our ass. You've told the authority of this country, which is we the people, to shove our fucking Bill of Rights up our asses, that we will bow down and subjugate ourselves to these fucking Jews. I guess that goddamn, there's no court's gonna settle that, is there? More guns, more bullets, more fucking beans, people. Get ready to fucking fight. And you think about the people that are going to be killed. And like they said, they're just a small minority. These dirty little fuckers think they're going to get through this without a fucking scratch like they have every time. They're not. We have to solve this problem on a nationwide basis. I mean, an international basis. We have to cleanse this planet of this fucking rot known as fucking Israel and the fucking Jews. We will never know peace. We will never know tranquility. The rest of the fucking world, man, could get along pretty goddamn good, I think, if it wasn't for these fucking scheming, dirty, rotten, fucking two-faced, lying, fork-tongued bastards infiltrating every fucking government. Just like they talked about, you know, obviously they're doing this in other governments. Because they talked about the fact that, you know, that these Jews, Jewish citizens, are putting Jew land before their countries. What? What the fuck does that mean? That the Jew land ain't a country? Or that it is a country and they're not putting their country ahead of my country that they have infiltrated? Fucking ate out our fucking wealth. Fucking put us in a state of pure fucking misery where we can't even live our lives in peace and be left alone. They are the makers of the misery, and they must be destroyed. And that's all there is to it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Help!
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shive via Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific Time, and that was Nazareth with Expect No Fucking Mercy, because there ain't going to be none. We're going to hit the last little bit of this. Using a clear and consistent definition will help administrators and law enforcement protect students, not law enforcement. Fucking Blackwater USA, the fucking corporate enforcers. Corporate enforcers of corporate policy that is in direct violation of the People's Bill of Rights and our authority. And it ain't gonna happen.
And the Jewish checkers.
You're goddamn right. The Stand With Us CEO claimed that this particular legislation does not violate any First Amendment. You just declare it all the fuck you want. You'll know it. You'll know when it violated our rights because you'll be catching bullets in your fucking face. First Amendment rights, noting that it addresses only unprotected conduct such as vandalism and harassment. Bullshit. This is telling me I'm going to bow as a fucking subject to a fucking kike. You want a fucking bet? All right, let's get into something that we've been talking about, too. U.S. births, lowest in 3 decades, despite improving economy. And it ain't no proven economy. And let's get into it. This is from Associated Press. It was sent in by People for Life and Freedom. For discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com, America's baby bust isn't over. The nation's birth rates last year reached record lows for women in their teens and 20s. That's because the kids, like my own children. Laura and I had our first kid when we were, I think we were 19, 18. We were 18 years old when we had our first kid. But our kids aren't having kids, and because what you got to do to get yourself just in a position to where you can afford to have a fucking kid, because they're stealing your goddamn wealth. It's going to fucking foreigners. And the fucking Jews are hauling it out of here by the fucking boatloads. A government report shows leading to the fewest babies in 32 years. And like I said before, if that's so, then we should have a plenty more. We should have be a lot more for those of us that are here, right? Wrong. Because they're putting forth the position, oh, this fucking country, it doesn't belong to the people. The people belong to the corporation, and everything that in this fucking country belongs to the corporation. And the corporation's trying to cash it out as quick as they can. That's why old Trumpy stood up there and said, 300 million people, we don't have near enough people. No, not to fucking rape our country and take everything we got and leave us in a third world hellhole, there ain't. The provisional report released Wednesday and based on more than 99% of U.S. birth records found 3.788 million births last year. It was the fourth year the number of births has fallen, the lowest since 1986, and a surprise to some experts given the improving economy. Well, that's because that's a fucking lie. That's a fucking lie. There is no improving economy. They say wages are going up. And how do they calculate that? Well, the goddamn billionaires, that billionaire, he got 10 billion more last year. And they equate that into the whole fucking equation when actually everybody else below the billionaires got less. Well, I don't know. Probably the millionaires got more. But the fucking people in this country that own this motherfucker, that own this sovereign nation, they got less, but the number looks bigger because the ones in that top percent that are stealing everything that belongs to us, they got a whole hell of a lot more. The fertility rate of 1.7 births per U.S. woman also fell 2%, meaning the current generation isn't making enough babies to replace itself. So what we need to do is down there in Honduras and El Salvador, and fucking Guatemala, where they're fucking like rabbits, we gotta bring them up here. And see, this is recolonization. They know we're onto this fucking shit. They know how heavily armed we are. But I'll tell you what, as they're bringing them in, they're fucking arming them, people. See, this is our own fucking doing. This is our own fucking doing for fucking letting ourselves be fucking, I don't know, fucking flim-flammed. After World War II, man, they threw bigger scraps. They just threw some big, big scraps at the people. And then let the fucking, in the 70s, then they let the fucking government start, or educating their fucking people. And then in the 60s, they changed, the immigration laws so you didn't have to give up your former citizenship. You could just come here and just take fucking over. International. One world citizen bullshit. This is a sovereign fucking nation. It will remain one. The fertility rate of 1.7 births per U.S. woman fell 2%, meaning the current generation isn't making enough babies to replace itself. The fertility rate is a hypothetical estimate based on lifetime projections of age-specific birth rates. Whether more U.S. women are postponing motherhood or foregoing it entirely isn't yet clear. Well, goddamn, turn half the population of the women into fucking dykes and let them think that they're men. And then fucking, you know, bankrupt the fucking country, make the people so fucking poor they can't afford. See, we're not like the, you third world son of a bitches. We won't just have a whole mess of fucking kids that we can't take care of, have no intent of taking care of. It reminds me of the people that fucking around here, they get dogs. They'll get a fucking dog and they'll tie it to the back fucking porch. The motherfucker will bark 24 fucking 7. They'll go out once a week, pat it on the head. They'll take the food out to it every day. Just shove it through the door. And then fucking they'll go and the son of a bitch will bark and bark and bark and bark and bark. And they'll go out once a week and fucking pat it on the head. Or maybe somebody will show up. Hey, come check out my dog. Here's my dog. And come back in. And that's what these fuckers are. They're fucking animals. An American national fucking, when we had our children, we had them because we wanted to have families. We wanted the strength of families. We wanted the love of family. And how much do you love your children, Hondurans, that are sending them down here to be fucking rented out to fucking as fucking proxy fucking green cards to pass through our fucking borders and into the interior of our United States? If trends continue, experts said the United States can expect labor shortages. Why? Why would we have labor? Hey, no, we'll produce less because we don't need as much. There's not as many of us. Why should we just fucking, this isn't the goddamn world's fucking honey hole. This belongs to the American nationals. We fought and fucking conquered it. And we will fucking waste your fucking ass as you come here to, well, they're already here taking our shit. They've already got goddamn Chinese banks operating on our fucking soil. They have Chinese that own fucking oil fields that belong to, and that's the Chinese government. Because everything that belongs to a Chinaman belongs to the fucking government, people. They're fucking pushing this communist shit fucking straight down our fucking throats, and we're sitting here fucking taking it. Including in elder care when aging baby boomers need the most support. They fucking gave us shots when we were little kids to make sure we didn't make it to the fucking retirement age because they intended on stealing every fucking dollar we paid into their fraudulent, phony, fucking socialist, social security fucking system. Got it? There's no intent for us to get old, so we might as well make a fucking fight of it, huh? American women are starting families sooner than most other developed nations, according to other researchers. Other countries are seeing similar declines in birth rates. Not the third world country. I bet you down in fucking Honduras and in El Salvador and in Guatemala, it's fucking a baby boom. They want people they can fucking control. They want fucking people. I mean, those countries are rich. El Salvador, rich in resource. Fucking Guatemala, rich in resource. Honduras, rich in resource. But how fucking perfect for the fucking ruling elite down there, the corporate fucking elite, the corporate aristocracy down there, to dump all of their fucking refuge on us to fucking wipe out the last of our fucking middle class. At the same time, they get fucking, there's less of them down there in Guatemala now. There's less of them down there in Honduras now. There's less of them down there in El Salvador now. So they got a whole fucking lot more, huh? Not to mention they're not refugees. You look at them, the fucking fat ass women and their fucking, and then fighting age men. Fat ass women and fighting age men. That's what's coming at you. Births were down across racial groups with small declines for Hispanics. Bullshit. Whites, blacks, and Asians, Maybe, the number of babies born to native Hawaiian and Pacific Islanders was stable. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention report also found overall the U.S. birth rate for women ages 15 to 44 was 59 births per 1,000 women, an all-time low. Last year, like I said, but this is our country. If we don't want to have more kids, if we want to have, I mean, we, it's ours. We don't have more kids. That means that we can, I mean, the theory being that there's more for the people that are here. If we want, you know, and then when, if we were, if we had the riches of our country, if we hadn't have been subjugated under that phony fucking treasonous, treacherous fucking 14th Amendment and that treasonous, treacherous fucking U.S. corporation, we would have a plenty. We'd still be having 10 kids because we'd be living the fucking life we were supposed to live. The life that our, great, 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 great grandfathers bled the fucking ground, soaked it with their fucking blood to give to us. And freedom and liberty. We'd be living in happiness. But the fucking misery makers over there in the Middle East in that little piss hole where the Florida legislature will be meeting. I just, that much right there, fucking, I mean, goddamn you. You go back to fucking, you know, even 1789, I heard Joe McNeil talking this morning. No, there's no constitution, there's no constitution. He doesn't know the difference between the Constitution and the fucking Bill of Rights. He doesn't understand it. He's too fucking dim-witted. Yeah, the rights are inherent in every, actually every human being across this world. But we fucking put the law down. We took our fucking guns and we said, we're going to have our natural fucking rights. Nobody's gonna own us. We're not gonna fucking toil our, the ticks of our lives away in the, as winners of the lottery to get to live for so, some fucking fat ass Jew can sit over there on a pile of fucking shekels counting his fucking money. We threw that shit out of here. And we put the Bill of Rights in place, but hey man, there were some generations on down the line that fucked us. They went for industry. Let's see how fast we can fucking, I mean, we got enough here until, so our people could go on forever. Excuse me. So our people could go on forever. Let's see how fucking fast we can take every resource out of this fucking country and cash it in and hand it over to some motherfucker in another country. That's what we want. That's what our, why did we ever have a sovereign country, people? It was for us. It belongs to us. Rather, more U.S. women are postponing motherhood on or foregoing it is entirely not, isn't yet clear. I'll tell you exactly fucking why. Because we ain't third fucking worlders. We are a highly intelligent group of fucking people. We know the mess that's here. We know we have, before we can start having children and having families and having the joy that goes along with that, we have a fucking chore to do. A chore that fucking our forefathers, by sitting on their fucking asses and letting it incrementally just grow completely into this fucking monster we're facing. We have a chore to do first. We're not going to stop reproducing, but once we take our fucking country and our wealth back, we'll have 10 children. Because we'll be able to afford it. And they'll be able to have a good fucking life. That is their fucking heritage. That is their inheritance.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
You know, you hit that exactly on the head. You know, I always tell people now, I say, I will not have a slave for the Rothschilds.
No, hell no. That's not, and that's all you'd be doing.
But yeah, you know, that's it.
That's it.
That is it. All you'll be doing.
That's all our parents did. They had slaves for the fucking Rothschilds. But that shit's gonna end. I'll tell you what, I will fucking fight. My grandchildren are not gonna be the slaves to some fucking kike son of a bitch that tells them they're soulless animals. I'll show you what a fucking soulless, I'll show you the intelligence of a soulless animal, you sons of bitches. You wait till you face the real fucking Americans. You're playing around with this 12 to 18% of fucking butt-licking, fucking brown-nosing, fucking Masonic pieces of shit is what you're playing around with over here. You ain't met the fucking people yet. When you meet the American nationals, we're going to wipe your fucking asses off this planet.
They're already starting to subjugate in trucking, Henry. They're trying to lower the driving age to 18 years old. I mean, that right there tells you a hell of a lot right there, man.
Well, and the voting age here in Oregon, they tried to, you know, let's look at the voting age at 16. Think about when you were 16. Did you have the life experience to vote on any fucking thing with world implications? Or let alone fucking national implications. Let alone even municipal, in your fucking municipal fucking area. You just aren't mature yet. Of course they want 16-year-olds to vote. A fucking 16-year-old, do what they're told. Because they're 16 years old. And yeah, you want 18-year-old fucking truck drivers out there. Yeah, they have such the life experience. They have, I mean, Jesus, people. What a fucking mess. If the trends continue, experts said the United States can expect labor shortages, including in elder care and aging baby boomers. We don't need your fucking, we don't need it. With our wealth, man, this is all one big sham, and they keep trying to fucking push it around to make it seem like it's something it's not. It is plain and fucking simple what happened here. We were infiltrated by Zionists who are, Irish American. I mean, if you hold an Irish passport, you can't hold an Irish passport and a fucking United States passport and serve in our fucking government. Only the Jews can. And you know, they talk about just like this anti-Semitism thing and how they're combating it around the world. Why does it, is it because of our religion? No, it ain't because of your fucking religion. It's because of your fucking, your political system called Zionism, which you put you above everybody else. And you are the lowest sons of bitch. I look at that fucking Netanyahu. What a fucking rat face. I mean, just a squirming fucking worm. Can't, man. Well, the thing is, people are seeing it, and that's the fucking problem. But I'm not going to play this game of what Germany did. We're not going to do it like Germany did. We're going to fucking, the American nationals are going, we're not going to, somebody tried playing that game with me on the fucking site yesterday. This planning this insurgency, this ain't no fucking insurgency. It ain't no counterinsurgency. This is just straight up enforcing our fucking law under our fucking authority. You can read the fucking document. It's called the Bill of Fucking Rights. And we're going to enforce it. We're going to enforce the law. And you fucking corporate motherfuckers are going to fucking weep the whirlwind is what's going to happen to you. You are going to fucking hang for the treachery you have committed. You are going to hang for the espionage, sending your agents into our fucking country to infiltrate our fucking government. You are going to fucking hang. You're all going to fucking die. Somebody told me there's no nuclear, because I always talk about the nuclear, fucking put my finger on the nuclear button. I don't care. We're still the largest fucking armed force on this fucking planet. And we do have things that go kaboom. I seen Baghdad after shock and awe. You think we can't fuck you up? You're out of your fucking minds. And like I said, you know, it's the other fucking assertion. You know these motherfuckers are working for the fucking, for the corporation. Talking about the whole that, this machine, the American military, you're good going up against them. You're just out of your mind. Well, I got news for you. The people that make up that fucking military are our fucking people too. Some planes are going to shoot at other planes and some people are going to shoot at other people just like right down here at the ground fucking level. And in the end, you will fucking lose. And when you lose, I'm telling you, it ain't going to be no stopping it. You will never do this to the fucking world again, you kite motherfuckers. The fucking, see, this is the whole deal. We're at the end game. Go ahead, brother.
You know, those cowards that say that, man, they just do that to try to scare people, like, oh, you can't go against the United States military. Man, I don't care if I'm going against damn 200 million Chinamen. Man, it's just time to get it on. Who cares? We are subjugated and we need these damn chains off of us. That's just the bottom line.
Bottom fucking line, brother. And I ain't concerned because I personally, I do believe that those goddamn atomic bombs are real. I mean, the people that I've seen the footage of the fucking soldiers that they had to duck when they set the son of a bitch off, and then they had them stand up so the radiation could hit them, so they could experiment on them to see what they do. Hey, they might not fucking have a 7,000 year half life, but when that motherfucker goes off, everything around is going to be fucking vaporized. I can bet you that. I bet you it's something you don't want dropped on your ass. And we'll find that out down the line. But like Dion said, these fucking chains ain't staying. I won't live in chains. I won't live subjugated to no motherfucker. Better dead. And if that was the attitude, and that is the attitude of the fucking world. And the thing is, we've been censored so much in this country without even fucking realizing it from from Walter Cronkite, clear up to, from the murder of Kennedy, fucking clear up to, so censored on what we hear from the rest of the fucking world. And finally we got the internet and we could talk with the rest of the world, and the rest of the world was agreeing with us just right down the fuck. I mean, it was going clear. It got out of control. So now you see him coming down on it with, it's too fucking late. You come down on it as hard as you want. Everybody understands who's the fucking problem here. What the fucking problem is and who the fucking problem is. It's called corporate fucking goddamn, corporate international corporate mafia cabal. And it's, and there's a cabal in every fucking country. That's what their one world fucking government's made to be. A fucking international corporate fucking cabal. And at the top you have the fucking Jews and the fucking international bankers, the Rothschilds, the Kennedys, the Carnegies. You're all gonna fucking hang. We so outnumber you. Like I said, someday in history, a couple hundred years from now, when all this shit settled and the civilization is built back, because we're gonna have to destroy this fucking, we're gonna have to do some flat ass destroying. And we're gonna be destroying each other in the process. But there's people out there, they've got just enough Jew ass suckers out there to make it until we have to destroy our own fucking country to fucking cleanse it. And that's the only goal they have to have. They don't have to beat you in numbers. They don't have to beat you in strength. Just destroy. Destroy. And then you'd be there to be, well, we'll take over and govern. Then you can stop killing each other. You're the motherfuckers that started the killing, you dirty bastards. Just like what's going on over there in the Persian Gulf right now. Getting set for a fucking war. Because they cannot get control of it. The internet let it loose and they can't get control of it. Every time in the past, that war thing has worked. But man, when you start a fucking world war, all bets are off. You motherfuckers think we're gonna go kill Iranians that we don't even fucking know? Them Iranians ain't done a goddamn thing to me. I got nothing against them. I got nothing against the people of Syria. I got nothing against the people of Yemen. A Yemenese person never bothered me in my life. But I do got something against you corporate motherfuckers. And you are the so few. We outnumber, on a worldwide basis, millions to one we outnumber you. And the people of this fucking planet, I think, are sick of this shit. And the internet did it. You thought it was going to be a good little mechanism of control to get to the, because that's what they're putting. I mean, it's like their plan was to get mind control through it. You know, to manipulate people's minds through it. That's why you had Obama put all that money into the fucking study of the human mind. But the thing is, I heard him talk, what was one of the stupid shows that's on the fucking Fox. But they were talking about it and they're saying, yeah, they're trying to cut out, you know, they put it up there and they knew everybody would just gravitate to it. I mean, communication. People fucking like to talk. People are curious and people want to know things. And but they didn't see it going the way it would go. To where everybody went, here's the fucking problem. Yep, I agree. Because they thought they had it under control with their political correctness that they had drilled into the fucking heads of the children around the fucking world. And especially in the United States, because we're the only thing left. We're the only armed population left, people. But goddamned if we don't have a hell of a fucking arsenal. And we got the fucking people to pull the fucking triggers. And the people that are going to come, and they'll die for a while. They'll do what they're told because that's how they were indoctrinated. Like Wang Chang from over in fucking China, he's gonna come, he's gonna get his ass fucking killed. Skinned alive and put on a fucking stake alive for the next one to look at when they come in. It's gonna be like Stalingrad. It's gonna be like a German getting sent to Stalingrad. They're all gonna be like, fuck, I don't wanna go over there. You know what the savages are doing to people over there? And then they'll fucking finally realize it. Do you know fucking what the fuck, why? I mean, the rest of the world has to be asking because just the education that the fucking internet offered. A lot of people became really fucking educated across the fucking planet. Everybody has figured this shit out and it's really going south on them. But they're going back to their old standby, the world war. Let's have a world war and get everybody out there to defend the republic. Defend the republic. Yeah, it's the republic. Defend the republic. I mean, every time you hear them speak about our country, a democracy. This ain't no fucking democracy. We're all free individuals. And as free individuals, that is their biggest problem. They talk, I mean, I've heard that, Mike Nestor talk, leaderless resistance never works. Well, you want to fucking bet? The leader resistance sure hasn't fucking worked now, has it? But the leaderless resistance has got these motherfucking shit in their pants right now. Because you don't got to pacify just a handful and then them talk the other ones into, oh, just take this and settle for that. No, you got to pacify every fucking one of us. That means you got to kill every fucking one of us, and you can't do it. You do not have what it takes. We are going to fucking slaughter you. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, just remember who you are and get your fucking mind right. And understand when it starts, don't fucking give them one, no fucking mercy, no fucking, no justice tempered with mercy, just flat fucking slaughter them. And that is The Word from the Trenches.